51 years ago this month, crusading labor leader Jock Jablonski, his wife, and his daughter were killed in their beds in Clarksville in Greene County, an hour south of Pittsburgh. A new book titled Blood Runs Coal recounts the assassination and its aftermath. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll spoke with author Mark A. Bradley.
Jock Jablonski was born in Pittsburgh in 1910 in Polish Hill. He was a coal miner and he was a labor leader. How did he become a target for assassination?
He became a target for assassination in 1969 after he decided to challenge Tony Boyle, then the president of the United Mine Workers, for the presidency of the union. That just wasn't done. Jablonski was part of the inner circle of the union, and Boyle saw Jablonski's run against him as an act of treason. And there was only one punishment for treason, that was execution. And that's exactly what happened.
And why was it so important to Jablonski to run for presidency of the UMW?
You know, he's 59 years old in 1969. He's very, very close to retirement. And when he was asked to run by Ralph Nader in May of 69, he told Nader that, "Ralph, this will likely cost me my life." So you have to ask yourself, what was it that drove a man who knew the risk he was going to take to keep on going? And the reason was simple, I think. Jablonski could not rest until the United Mine Workers of America was restored back to what it had been years and years before, a real force in the American labor movement. I mean, without the UMWA, you never would have organized the steel, rubber, and auto industry in this country. And Jablonski had devoted his life to the union. It had been very good to him, and he had been very good to it. But he did not like the way Boyle's corruption had soiled the union, had lowered it. At one time, the UMWA workers led the country in benefits and pay. They had slipped badly under Boyle.
The murder itself was more than 50 years ago. Why tell the story now?
Well, because last year was the 50th anniversary of the killings. And I believe, and I wish this weren't so, but it is, labor history in this country is just not taught anymore. And the unions play such an extraordinarily important role in building the United States, especially United Mine Workers. And so they were so much responsible for building our national industrial base that I thought it was important to remind Americans of how critical unions were in this country.
And you say that Jablonski's death, although it was certainly tragic, it did help lead to some reforms in the American labor movement, right?
When Jablonski was assassinated, his followers were just shocked. But they knew they had to go forward, especially Jablonski's two sons, Chip Jablonski and Kenneth, who's now dead, decided that they couldn't let their father's dreams of a clean and honest union die. So they banded together with Jablonski's followers and formed what was called the MFD, the Miners for Democracy. And it was an extraordinary campaign. I mean, the government finally stepped in, the Department of Labor actually kind of oversaw the campaign or oversaw the election. And in 1972, December of 1972, Arnold Miller, who was the presidential candidate for the Miners for Democracy, actually won the election, and Tony Boyle was defeated. That defeat inspired other workers and other movements or other labor unions to see what they could do about their own ossified leadership. So it started something. It Jablonski's blood, as I say in the book, purged the UMWA, but it also did more than that. I mean, it inspired workers that they could stand up and actually try to bring their unions back into what they were supposed to be, which was a representative organization for the workers that they actually represented.
That was author Mark A. Bradley talking with 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll about his new book, Blood Runs Coal.